What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us again for our chamber update is Executive Director of the Jamestown Chamber, Emily Bivens. And Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me. Well,
thanks again for stopping by and taking some time out of your chamber day to join us on the radio. Lots of things happening just in the past couple of weeks. Ribbon cuttings, customer service award, and business of the month, and chamber has been all over with that, right?
Yeah, we're always excited to do that kind of stuff. We were over at Night and Day Coffee, which is located up at the UJ Place on the University of Jamestown campus. They are open for business. They have a drive-through, and they're open later in the day. They provide Starbucks products. So we were up there and had a ribbon cutting for the University of Jamestown and that extra little business there. So thank you to them for inviting us, and congratulations to them on that new business, the new service.
Very awesome. Very cool. And right there in the UJ Place, I believe, right?
Yes.
There at the bottom.
Yep.
Of course, customer service awards. Those are always really fun.
Yes. We were over at Loyson Eye Care. Colin Hillius is the award winner for the month of March here. And his nomination spoke to how there was an elderly client that needed a copy of an invoice. And instead of popping it in the mail, he actually hand delivered it right to her home. So
that's awesome.
And above and beyond, obviously, to help her out. And so congratulations to Colin, and thank you to him for providing such great service here in Jamestown.
And I'll just add like a quick plug, like anybody who has experienced service like that before, grocery stores, retail, like wherever they're at, more than welcome to nominate somebody for that award.
Yes,
too.
We're always looking for nominations for Customer Service and Business of the Month, and you can do that at jamestownchamber.com. It's awesome. Right at the bottom of the homepage.
Speaking of Business of the Month.
Yes, we were over at Sabir's Buffalo Grill. Obviously, a really great business downtown, really great chamber members, and it was just really exciting. Their whole staff came out, and it was just an awesome presentation, and congratulations to them for providing such long-standing great service in our community. Sure. You know, it's always an experience when you go in there, and they do a great job.
And we've had our fair share of lunch meetings in there as well, planning things, right?
Yes, yes. They're always a great option. So congratulations to them. And of course, thank you to them for all that they do for our community.
Awesome. And again, if you experience a great business or customer service in our community, go to jamestownchamber.com and nominate them so they can get that recognition. Cash Mob, we had been talking about this making a return, and it finally happened at the Bison Six.
Yes, yes. Just wanted to say a big, huge thank you to Bison Six Cinema and being willing to host this program. Like we said, we launched it at the beginning of 2020, and the pandemic kind of put a damper on it a little bit, and we were able to bring it back. And so we invited everybody to come to the movies, and I think we had a good turnout for the evening. And just a huge thank you to Bison Six Cinema for hosting the mob.
bring your mob on over, right? And of course, you know, hopefully looking forward to more cash mobs as the year goes on.
Yeah.
Emily Bivens, Chamber Executive Director here on Let's Talk About It. Home and Garden Show, closer and closer. We had a gardening article on News Dakota. So, I mean, we're focusing on...
Spring is coming.
Yes, exactly. And that's coming up here April 9th and 10th, right?
April 10th and 11th.
My
Saturday,
apologies.
Sunday. Yep.
Yes.
And we'll be at the Jamestown Civic Center. And admission is free. We're open to the public. We'll be following all of the safety protocol put forth through the city and the Jamestown Civic Center. So as of now, masks are required to attend.
Yep.
And yeah, we have lots of vendors. So you can get ideas and start planning your home and garden projects for the year. And we know quite a few people did some last year, but maybe you want to keep building on that. So a great place to showcase your business as well. We still have some booth spaces available. So if you want to sign up for a vendor spot, you can still do that by contacting our office. Something new this year to the Home and Garden Show, we're doing a kids scavenger hunt.
Cool.
We have booths that have signed up, and they will display a springtime photo picture.
Yeah.
And kids have to go find those pictures. And once they find it, the vendor will stamp their little booklet. Once they complete it all, they can come back to the chamber booth. And Harmsons and Flower Power have partnered with us on this, and they've donated some plants and pots so the kids can decorate their pot and plant their own flower. Surprise. So yeah, we're really excited about that. So bring the kids down and they can be on a scavenger hunt while you're browsing through the booths.
Well, and I plan on participating as well. I hope I can do the scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
Will you let me?
you are kind of a big kid.
Yeah. So. Thank you. Anyway, so lots to see and do with the Home and Garden Show at the Jamestown Civic Center. And we'll get more details as we get closer to that as well. Emily, we always mention too, scholarship availability through the chamber as well.
Yeah, our past presidents have partnered again with JRMC and the University of Jamestown to provide two $1,000 scholarships to incoming students at the University of Jamestown. So you can apply for that scholarship. It's at uj.edu, and the application is available till May 1st.
All right. So May 1st, if you know a graduate that meets those criteria, have them apply for that. And of course, Chamber shares office with the Motor Vehicle Department, and they're more than welcome to still call in and get things scheduled that way, right?
Yes. Our Motor Vehicle Department is available by appointment. You can call 1-855-633-6835 to make an appointment. And we still offer our Dropbox services. You can mail in your renewals to us if you want us to process your stuff. And then just most recently today, the NDTOT has installed and is up and running a kiosk in our local CashWise. So I just wanted to say a huge thank you to CashWise for working with the NDTOT on bringing that extra service to our community. And so, yeah, if you just have a renewal, that's what the kiosk does. If you just need new tabs for your vehicle, you can go to the kiosk and get those.
Awesome. Just adding more service to our community.
Yeah, so. More availability.
Perfect. Awesome. Chamber Executive Director Emily Bivens here on Let's Talk. And again, as always, Emily, multiple ways to reach out to the chamber if they have questions or want to talk to you about any of these things we talked about today, right?
Yes. You can always check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can call me, 701-252-4830. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. And you can stop down and see us. We ask that you call ahead, make sure that we're available. But we're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
Awesome. That'll do it for our chamber update. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.